Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. Good to hear from you.
Very good. I had a wonderful time this afternoon joining you for a media shootout, we'll call it, in quotations, where we went through a training scenario that some of your officers go through on a regular basis, a bunch of media folks. Were you surprised at how well and how poorly some of us did today?
Well, no. We expected a wide variety of skill levels. And quite frankly, I thought, considering the fact that most of you have not been exposed to that type of stuff, that you did pretty well, actually.
Why don't you tell folks about the Milo Range Pro?
What the Milo system is an interactive video system where we have over 2,500 scenarios involving various situations police officers encounter during their patrols. Everything from shootings like in Columbine, to bank robberies, to domestic assaults, and everywhere in between. Some were situations you clearly wouldn't shoot. There was just a traffic stop where a citizen had a cell phone and they thought it was a gun, something like that. And you have to make a decision whether to shoot or not, and then the screen actually will tell you whether you acted appropriately and whether your hits were lethal or not. It's quite challenging, quite stressful, as you know by now, and I think it's a much more beneficial learning experience to our officers as opposed to shooting at just a static target, silhouette target.
Oh, I would agree completely. Yeah, my stress level shot through the roof. I remember when we were waiting in the room getting ready to go in one at a time, you think, well, I'll be able to assess this, and it's not quite the case. There are several variables in front of you. And I imagine that is why this training is so extremely valuable for officers.
Well, you're exactly right. There's nothing like the real thing, and this is close as you can get to it without having somebody shoot at you. And that's really the benefit to us and to the officers.
And wondering, I was erring on the side of caution. That's why I got shot, and I'm pretty sure killed at one point during a traffic stop scenario. I was erring on the side of caution, and there's that judgment that I'm sure the officers are trained into, but some of it is just good judgment.
Well, it's good judgment, and it's using your observation skills. Most of the people involved today tend to focus on the guy's face in that particular scenario, where if you'd looked down, you'd have seen a gun in his lap. And at that point, you needed to get the situation under control in a hurry, and most people tended to, like you say, err on the side of caution and got shot as a result.
Yeah, I saw that gun at the traffic stop. I saw the gun in his lap, but I guess I, for some reason, I just didn't think I could shoot him at that point. Now I know differently. I would not have walked home that night if I were an officer, and that's the point of these, is to train folks for these scenarios that come up to protect the officers.
Well, true, but I'm not sure that even necessarily shooting would be appropriate. You needed to use different commands, like keep your hands where I can see them, things like that, and he had his hand in his lap just a few inches from the gun, and you didn't pick up on that part. So it's a combination of things. It's not any one thing that got you in trouble there, but a combination of things.
This is this, from my understanding, this Milo unit is traveling around to different agencies for use in training?
Yes. Our insurance carrier, Michigan Municipal Risk Management Authority, purchased that, or the grant to us, Livingston County, and I think St. Clair County might be the other one, or maybe Shiawassee. There's three or four of us involved in any event. And we get it for 3 months, and we get to train our officers. And actually, in the spirit of cooperation and also regionalism, we included all the other counties or all the other departments in Ingham County that showed an interest in it, and most of them did. So we put a lot of officers through training on that in the last 3 months.
And this kind of training goes on how many times a year or once a year with Ingham County?
Once a year. We get it once a year. The other ones get it the rest of the time.
One of the things that I thought of today as I'm looking at some of the other deputies who were in the room with us and helping with the simulation today, you know, we see officers and deputies in cars, and we're kind of removed from them in that way. And my thoughts ran to concern, sir, today when I'm looking at the officers and talking with them today. And with cuts in funding, my concern is the safety of officers as well as the public.
Well, and mine too. I mean, we have situations now where we've got maybe one or two cars in the road. They're a long ways from anywhere, you know, 30, 40 miles away from any backup, and they get in pretty hairy situations. And I'd point out that my officers bleed real blood when they get shot. Their families grieve when they lose them, and it creates a hole in our community. So we should be concerned about officer safety every single time we see them.
Well, and again, with the budget situation, it seems like police and fire always seem to take a hit immediately when it comes to budget talks. And boy, that again, that scares me for the officer safety as well as the safety of the public with deputies on the road, as we've been hearing about fewer and fewer cars on the road.
You've noticed that too, huh?
I sure have. I really have.
Well, but you got to keep in mind that generally police and fire budgets are the bigger ticket items in any jurisdiction's budget. So as a result, we're the first ones to get whacked at.
And is there an answer for that? I mean,
well, right now it's very tough with declining tax revenues from property values going down and all that. And so our officials that do dole out the money have to make difficult decisions. Could they make different decisions? Certainly. But it's they get to make the priorities. I don't.
And I've thought we were talking with one of the officers, one of the deputies doing who put on kind of a demonstration, doing some of the scenarios after the rest of the media folks were done. The rank amateurs, the professionals stepped in, and she had talked about, well, if I had a partner, and I thought, boy, the days of a cruiser having partners in it are kind of long over, aren't they?
They're long gone. Yeah, we haven't seen that at our place in some time, except for the training. When you're training, you obviously there's two people in the car. We don't have double cars anymore.
Well, it's a serious situation, and I hope everyone who has any power over all of it takes an awful careful look at funding for police, deputies, and fire as well. I thank you for your time today. I thank you for the invitation to come down. It was quite a learning experience, and I've always appreciated men and women in uniform, and I do even more so this evening.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, and I appreciate that, and hope we can do it again someday.
Absolutely, will do. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.